Jessica Ashwood of Australia in third in the 400 free.
Did you give yourself a chance in this race before the World Championships of winning anything?
I just hadn't really thought about it, to be honest. Yeah, I hadn't really been in my mind. I just sort of saw it as a swim where, you know, to lead up before, like a good chance to do a swim before the 1500 and the 8.
Right.
So being able to get a medal in it is a shock. But after this morning's swim, I really wanted to give myself a good chance tonight.
Yeah. Did you feel like you could improve on this morning's swim?
Yeah, because just knowing that it's really hard to get up in the heat in the morning and do a good heat swim, so I knew I'll be able to do it back up and do a good job tonight.
A national record?
Yes.
Did you know what it was? Did you ever look at it?
I knew it was 4:03 something, but I wasn't sure what the point was, so yeah.
Right.
I was pretty happy. I touched it, I didn't want to turn around, but then I saw the lights on my block, and I was like, I got a medal! So then I was happy to turn around. Yeah, I was just like, oh no, what is that? I was like, oh, there's lights, it's a good sign. Turn around and have a look.
It's been a long year for you, hasn't it? Just going from Sydney to Brisbane.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a really big year, but like a good year in terms of changes, and this year was a great year to, you know, sort of break the, I hadn't done a PB at an international meet, so this year was the perfect year to turn things around.
And what's the difference, Jess?
Just different support around me, better mentally for me, being able to come here and have a lot of faith in all the training I've been doing.
Yeah. Did you see a sports psych or...?
I see Georgia Ridler, who's on the team,
right,
and she just helped me sort of with the idea that I had had a lot of confidence, but no, I sort of had trouble thinking that I deserved to get a medal, so she helped me through that in the past couple of weeks.
Why do you think you didn't deserve one?
I don't know. I had to speak to Vince, and he was like, something's going on in your head, and he mentioned that, and I got really upset, so I think for some reason I just didn't feel like I deserved it. We worked on that in the past week and said that, you know, I deserve this, I've done the work, and so it was good to get in there and just tell myself, you deserve this, you've done the training, so just go for it.
When was that conversation?
This was about a week ago. Yeah.
Even the 1500 is the record,
because it wasn't sort of a confidence thing, it's just coming here and knowing that I can do a good job, but it's sort of scary knowing that you can do a good job and that you deserve good things to happen to you. So
it was good to overcome that.
Really well, because we had done more distance training than sprint training.
Yeah.
So I thought if anything my 4 would take, I'd lose a bit of time in the 4 and 15 would be better. But so doing a good 4 means I'll be able to do a good 15 and a good 8.
Running up against Katie, does that also give you confidence?
Yeah, definitely. I've never really swam next to her and taken her as a proper competition before, and it's good to be able to get up there and not know that I like see myself with the other girls.
Did it help you? You couldn't see the first lap?
Yeah,
breathe away?
I think so. It's sort of just,
you
know, rather than, but it's always good to have people next to you and know that she's out there, like, as a long-term sort of thing.
And obviously Lauren got her this time.
Yeah.
Long-term rifle.
Yes, and we're long-term friends too, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always good racing each other.